Okay, so we'll start with your cold open question for this episode. Which of these categories in Wheel of Fortune for the PlayStation 1 can be found in the version data but are not actually used in the actual game? Is it A, before and after, B, around the house, C, fictional place, or D, living things? And you buzz in by
Kyrie.
saying, oh, yes, go ahead.
Around the house.
That is incorrect.
Fuck you.
You get a chance to steal,
Oh my
Marcy.
God. Is it living things?
It is not
Oh.
living things. I'm sorry, you're both wrong. The correct answer is fictional place.
Oh.
Fictional place, as
Jeez.
well as slang, is not used in the PlayStation 1 version of Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry, you've both forfeited a point here.
My
Oh, it's
shame.
fine. That whatever, we're on the level, we're on the level playing field
Yeah, there
then.
you go.
All right. Well, with that, cue the music.
RGGGSE, greatest gaming game show ever.
Hello and welcome to the greatest gaming game show ever. I am, of course, am your host, Jace. Just Jace this time. No commie Jace. I don't have a god complex. I do, however, have a greatest gaming game show host ever complex, and that is who I am, the greatest gaming game show host ever, here to test other people's knowledge of video games for my amusement. Normally at the top of the show, we don't introduce people. We just kind of jump right into the first round. But I do have to say that Marcy is
It's
back
a me.
for a second episode in season one to hopefully get into the winner's circle this time. Go head to head against Paul and actually win her money back.
Let's a go.
Alrighty. There's another contestant here, but he can wait. First round, five questions each.
It's fine, whatever.
Five questions each, 1 point each, which means there's $1 on the line for each question, which means there's $5 on the line for the entire round. You can get as many as you want wrong, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I'll try not to.
Damn, that was my
Excellent.
strategy. Fuck.
Get them all wrong and then come back in the second round.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't
I
recommend
got
it.
them all wrong and then came back in the second episode.
That's your strategy.
There you
All
go.
right,
There you
let's
go.
go. Let's do
All
it.
right. Questions first for our mystery guest, whose name is Sam. I've
Oh
spoiled
my
the
God.
mystery.
Fuck,
I
damn
knew
it.
it.
They knew it. Shit.
Question one. The video game Lollipop Chainsaw was created by the same studio that produced which of these video games? Is it A, Star Fox, B, Dynasty Warriors, C, Psychonauts, or D, Killer is Dead?
I'm gonna go with Killer is Dead, because that
That is
definitely sounds like a
correct.
fucking Suda game.
Yes, that is correct. Killer is Dead is indeed correct, and it does indeed sound like a Suda game. Suda Goichi.
That's it.
Question two. True or false? Muna, a ghost type Pokemon introduced in Pokemon Black and White, is based off an idea given to developers from one of the developers' children.
I want to say false because I feel like that's more of a general idea, general idea of Shintoism, and I don't feel like that would be the child that would be like, no, do this. It'd be like, no, that's just sort of how Shintoism is. But anyway,
False, your final answer.
yes.
You are correct. It is indeed
Two
false.
for two.
The correct actual way that Muna was, I don't want to say conceived because that's weird. But Muna was
Conceptualized.
actually based on the description of a chunky pink Pokemon with a floral pattern from Picnicker Carol in Route 10 in Pokemon Red and Blue. Yes,
Huh.
10 almost years ago.
Huh, sorry. Nothing to do with the fight, whatever I was thinking at all.
You had a big brain idea,
Then
but
it's
you just
definitely
had
not
to.
it.
scale it back a little bit.
Well, it's like, have Pokemon that are ever ghost type Pokemon always seem to be based on some like sort of Shinto related like concept.
Usually, yeah. Like, or something.
And it's like, that's usually what it is. It's like, nope, just weird description. Like, all right, well, whatever. It's
fine. Yep, they just took something that some dev wrote in 1998 and was like, you know what? It's 2010. We can use this.
There, it's fine. They're dead now, I'm sure. No, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, continuing. Who knows?
Ghost type Pokemon. Which of these Marvel hero, question three, which of these Marvel heroes is unavailable to play as in Marvel's Ultimate Alliance 4 PS2, PSP, and Xbox version of the game?
Not the GameCube version?
Nope, not the GameCube version.
Oh, no. Apparently that's the only one I played.
Is it
shit.
A, Blade, B, Wolverine, C, Moon Knight, or D, Ghost Rider?
I'm going to go with Moon Knight.
Oh wow, you would be correct on that.
Because I think that was just a movie that was announced today, I believe. I totally just gave away when this date recording was, so never mind.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, the listener can look behind the curtain every now and then as a treat.
No, next we're gonna find out we're not in the same room.
What? Oh, I'm gonna fire that intern. I told him to put us in the same room.
I've just found out.
Damn it! Where
I only
have I
just
been?
Realized. You mean this guy in front of me isn't you?
What? No, I think that's just a. I think that's just a dummy, and it's not me.
I think that's just your computer speaker.
I mean, we do.
I've been
look
calling
very
it
similar.
Sam this entire time.
I mean, wait, listen, black and white stripes. It's very easy to mix up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it. And it's a robot.
It is.
Question four. True or false? There is a reference to the actor Ben Affleck in the video game Tony Hawk's Underground, with the actor being renamed to Ben Kickflip.
I'm going to say false, because I'm pretty sure me and Marcy have a pretty stirred history with Tony Hawk's Underground, and I feel like we know that game pretty well.
You are correct. In fact, you
there
are
we
correct
go. See?
In two ways, because the game in which Tony Hawk meets the actor Ben Affleck is actually Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. And also, his name is not Ben Kickflip, it's Ben Holeflick.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Whoa. Oh, no. That's like... okay. That's like... And I thought that Yakuza's like Steven... God, what was it? Steven Stills? No, wait. That's Scott Pilgrim. They had in Yakuza, they had a fake Steven Spielberg, which I forget his name, but it was very great. Anyway, yeah, okay, there you go.
Very good, very good. So far, you're 4-4-4.
We are the original Tony Hawk scholars, after all.
That's true.
I mean, listen, we've rewritten the history of it, of everything. So
I've heard.
Tony Hawk scholars, I've who seen pulls out a book eyes. And summons
remember,
a fairy.
Yeah, remember Pope, Martineau? Martin, that guy. Anyway, continue.
Question five. Your final question for this round. Link's Crossbow Training was originally going to be a first-person shooter video game based on which of these famous movies? Is it A, Die Hard, B, Lethal Weapon, C, Terminator, or D, Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh man, I feel like none of these are real, but if I had to go with one, I'm going to say Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm sorry, you would be incorrect on that one. The correct answer is actually Terminator. According to reports, Miyamoto's original idea for Link's Crossbow Training was for Link to find his way somewhere into the future, warped into the future so he could use guns without it seeming out of place. The idea was immediately vetoed by the rest of the team.
Yeah, who would have fucking guessed? Like, it's just like, Miyamoto, what the fuck are you smoking? Holy shit.
Good thing he has editors, I suppose.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Terminator,
Miyamoto
early
wanted,
newer.
Miyamoto wanted Link to go to San Andreas.
Get out! Link, get out!
Very good. So far... Sam, you've gotten 4 out of 5 questions correct. You are in good shape. To
fucking
go
beat that,
two.
Neighbors.
I will.
Let's see. Let's see.
Probably
indeed.
Will.
Oh no.
Nope, you've already said it. Like,
let's see how Marcy stacks up. Question one for Marcy, hopefully is easy for Marcy. I would like you to name two Kirby games.
There's two Kirby games, huh?
Yep.
Kirby's Nightmare and Dreamland, and also Kirby 64.
That is good for me. Great job. Question two. Mark Hamill plays a small role as a narrator in which of these video games? Is it A, Let It Die, B, Sam and Max, C, Bastion, or D, The Stanley Parable?
Oh, I'm going to go with Sam and Max.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Let It Die.
Yep. Okay. I knew it wasn't the last
Let
two.
Let It Die. Yeah. So close, but so far. That was a good... Was that a Mark Hamill impression?
Was that Mark Hamill? Is he here?
Yeah. Sorry. Was
Mark Hamill?
Sorry.
You're in front of me the whole time?
Please listen to me playing Majima in the PlayStation 2 version of Yakuza.
Amazing.
Fuck. I can't believe it. I can't believe we missed out on. Anyway, whatever. Continue. Sorry.
Majima. Question three. True or false, the original name for the spinoff series for Resident Evil Revelations was going to be Resident Evil New Origins.
I'm going to say true on that one.
That is, I'm sorry.
Ah, false. There we go. Exactly as predicted.
Uh-huh.
There was no original name for Revelations. However, there was a misspelling on the original 3DS box.
Oh, yeah, and they had to print out a new one and then give it out to people.
Yes, instead of Revelations, it was spelled Revelion.
Wait, isn't that Capcom? Isn't that the same company that messed up the Okami Wii thing with
sure
the IGN
did.
Logo on the front?
They sure did! Oh, man, Capcom.
Capcom. Like, they need a notoriously new... bad spellers.
notoriously bad. They need a new block design artist, people. Anyway. Yeah.
Question four. True or false, Soul Calibur 2 was sponsored at WWE's Unforgiven in 2003.
I'm also going to say true on that one.
That is indeed true.
Yeah.
That kind of checks out with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Question five, your final question for this round. In the video game Nier, the player is led into a manner where the camera angles are fixed as a callback or Easter egg to which of these titles?
Marcy,
is it
if you get this wrong, like, I'm literally ending our friendship.
Is it A, Silent Hill, B, Super Mario, C, Resident Evil, or D, Metal Gear Solid?
Right, and the question was about it going into a top-down segment?
Camera angles are fixed.
Fixed
as a
camera
callback
angles.
To...
Oh, yeah, Resident Evil.
That is correct. It is indeed Resident Evil.
Our friendship has been saved.
Of course.
You did it.
You can't ask me a near question and expect me to get it wrong.
I know. That's why I was like, oh, God, please don't fuck this up.
Marcy, you received 3 out of 5 points. Sam is ahead by just 1 point.
1 point. That's make or break.
Just 1 point. Hey, listen, 1 point is all it takes.
Mm-hmm. 1 point is indeed all it takes. So now we can actually talk about who is in the quote-unquote studio today.
Oh, should we?
Should we?
Yes, absolutely.
Does the audience deserve
Sam?
Well, currently in the studio right now is a speaker, probably created by, I don't know, what's the brand of the speaker? I'm very curious.
Samsung, Sony, HP.
It's whatever, they're all the same.
Yep.
XXL, whatever that, the one that had like the fucking tweet going around on what speakers you listen to.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the human speaking into the microphone is who?
That's, the cumin is a delicious spice for Indian food. Really any food. But this is Sam Neeland who is speaking. I think. I don't know. Sometimes, some days you wake up and it's like, am I?
Really up in the air for who you are.
Sometimes. I mean,
sometimes.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Body.
Big questions on this gaming game show.
It's like, what is existence,
Sam,
exactly? What's up?
Tell the people what you do on the internet.
What I do? Well, most of the time...
Aside from shitposting.
That's what I was gonna say most of the time I do that. But no, I make music for various things. Most recently, and will be coming to Nintendo Switch, I did a music contribution for Omori. So if you haven't heard that, you'll be able to hear it and probably see my name in the credits on a Nintendo Switch game, which is kind of cool. And then, you know, like I said, mostly I just shitpost on the internet. But you know, I'll do anything artistic that I feel like doing and have the opportunity to do so. If you see my name, there's probably going to be something really strange and interesting about it. Hopefully, maybe, I don't know.
Very good. Very good. Very well met, Sam. Mm-hmm. Marcy, please remind the people who you are.
Hello, I'm Marcy Neighbors. I actually also have a song in a recently released Nintendo Switch game known as Deltarune Chapter 2.
We've made it, Marcy. Wow. We're on Nintendo games.
We did
Isn't
it.
That kind of like, that's kind of what I wanted when I was growing up. I want to be on Nintendo.
I can retire now.
I know, exactly. You know what? I got that now. I can put that in my grave. I was on Nintendo.
Yeah,
But you have to put it as, like, the Nintendo.
Yes, I'm on the Nintendo. I can finally tell my grandma.
I'm on the Nintendo. Anyway, continue.
I also do a lot of music stuff. I also contributed recently with some production instrumental stuff and also mastering the new album by famed synth pop internet artist Jamie Page.
Wow.
Exactly. And you also do shitpost.
I also shitpost from time to time, mostly in concert with one Sam Neeland here.
That's all we do.
You can find us on Twitter doing horrible, horrible things.
Very good.
Oh boy. Anyway,
I think the studio audience truly loves Jamie Page. Isn't that right, studio audience?
That's a pretty small studio audience. That's like what, like?
Okay, well, listen, we're not some big budget.
The fact that they cut themselves off immediately.
Yep, they did.
You look out at the audience, and the first thing you say to them is, "Wow, not a lot of you here, huh?"
You made them very upset.
Here's the weird part. They all stopped clapping at the exact same time. It was really kind of unnerving.
They're very
made
practiced.
Them feel awkward.
Very cool.
They made them feel... Yes.
Oh, my God.
And my intern keeps flicking the light on.
I don't know what that means. Like, all right, well, maybe the light bulb's not working.
Yeah. Gotta fire that intern. It's time for the second round. Second round is the buzz-in round. The buzz-in round. Sam and Marcy, you're going to buzz in by saying the names of Square Enix RPG characters. That's right. Whichever ones they can think of.
Specifically RPG characters. So you can't say anything from, like, their shooters or anything. God,
don't say Tomb Raider.
Okay.
I'll know
Captain America.
No! Damn it!
You know what? Captain America is actually acceptable.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I guess it would be because I was a RPG.
That's pretty funny. I didn't think about that.
All right, it just has to be an RPG.
Mm-hmm. Yep, has to be a Square Enix RPG character.
Gotcha. I got some boomerangs to throw you this way.
Very, very good. Second round is the buzzin' round. 10 questions each, 3 points each, which means you're up for $3. The third round, we're going to be playing Who is Playing Video Game Music at This Hour? More details to follow. And, of course, my favorite round, the final round, the bonus round, You Don't Know Jace. 3 points, 9 questions, 4 questions wrong, and you're out of the game because I'll be offended by that point.
Uh-huh.
I'll be very upset that you don't know me, and I'll just cut it.
How fucking dare you, Marcy?
Break my heart.
Wow. Jumping to conclusions here.
First of all, Sam has already thrown his hat out of the ring and said, I've lost, but also said, Marcy, you don't know Jace at the same time. It's real winners here.
Coming to take over the show.
So we're going to get started with the second round, the buzzin round. Remember, Square Enix RPG characters.
Gotcha.
First set of questions is for Marcy. Question one, all true or false, by the way. So
wait, can I not buzz into these ones then?
Because
you said they're
from
Marcy.
Oh, I did say it's a buzz-in round. You're right.
Oh my god. So I was like, wait a minute. Are these
the only one allowed to buzz in?
He If you don't buzz in with a Square Enix character, they don't count, Marcy.
I had a complete brain fart, and I apologize. That's no, okay. Buzz in round, which means 10 questions are up for grabs. So, let's get started.
Okay.
First question. Catherine Beaumont, the original voice of Alice in Wonderland and Wendy from Peter Pan, was not able to play the same roles in Kingdom Hearts and was instead replaced with Tara Strong. True or false?
Adam Jensen.
Yes, Sam. Adam Jensen.
Listen,
from Deus Ex.
Yeah, you listen. I you guess said that works. An RPG from Square Enix and that's false.
That is indeed false. Catherine Beaumont was able to reprise
her role. I remember that because I was like, hey, I know this cast.
In Alice in Wonderland at 64 years old.
My God. Jesus. How do you play an old, like, young girl at such an old age?
Good old Alison.
With lots of talent.
Alison of Wonderland.
Alison Chains of Wonderland.
True or false in WarioWare, do it yourself, DIY. If you name your game Super Mario 64, then the Super Mario 64 theme will play while you are making graphics for your game. True or false? Marcy, do you say an RPG character?
Oh, RPG character. That's right. We're buzzing in by... Okay, yes. I understand the game now. Luca.
Yes, Marcy.
True.
That is... I'm sorry. Not
hell
true.
Yeah.
It is false. So far, so you've eliminated the question. No one can get it now.
Dang.
The correct answer is false. If you name your game Mario Paint, then while you are making graphics for your game, the Mario Paint theme will indeed play.
A true shot in the dark.
Next question. Super Monkey Ball was once promoted by the Chiquita Banana Company. True or false?
Riku. Oh, I was like, Sam. I almost said Donald Duck, and I'm like,
that's
wait,
fine.
I don't
that
think
counts.
That counts.
It does count.
No, it's not Square Enix. Okay, whatever. Anyway, I said a thing anyway.
Yes.
No, and I know for a fact it is the Dole Banana Company.
Actually, it is the Chiquita Banana Company.
No! No! It was the Dole Bananas!
Super Monkey Ball. Promoted with Chiquita Banana and also promoted to try and get people to win flat screen TVs, couches, and other gaming related
items.
Come on,
Sam. But there's more than one brand of bananas out there.
That's the new one. No, oh my God. That's terrible. It was originally Dole like the original GameCube release and they just fucking changed it on them. What the fuck?
Chiquita
That'd be like if they re-released like Pikmin 2 and they just changed the Duracell battery into an Energizer.
It'd be like if Sam Porter Bridges was drinking Rockstar
and then they change it instead with Bridges energy drink, whatever it is.
Question 4. In a workshop in Hunter's Dream in the game Bloodborne, there is a book titled, quote, How to Pick Up Fair Maidens. True or false?
Fei Feng Wong.
Yes, Mercy.
I'm going to say false.
That is true.
It was true.
It is true.
Who did
I'm
you
sorry,
say?
Fei Feng Wong.
I was like, who? Okay, I got it. All
the
right,
protagonist well, of Xeno Gears. Come on.
No, that's fine. Best character. All right. So I was just like, wow, okay, I feel like this is just me and like Marcy trying to like dig it.
One up
for
each
the
other
deepest
with,
RPGs
yeah, yeah.
ever.
Where's the fun in like, not doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Question 5, the third installment of Midnight Club is called Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition.
Tara.
Yes.
True.
Sam. That is indeed true. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Points for Sam. Marcy, you gotta get on the board. Gotta get on the board. Question 6. The video game Fur Fighters was originally released for the PS2.
Gino.
Yes.
I'm going to say...
Marcy.
Boy, I guess that really is just a Square character, isn't it? Think about that for a sec.
I'm going to say true.
That is...
Yeah!
False. That is false. The video game Fur Fighters was actually originally released for the Sega Dreamcast.
Dang. Okay. Cool. Okay.
question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
Seven. True or false, Jamie Lee Curtis attended Evo, San Diego Comic-Con, and BlizzCon in 2015.
Gustav the 13th.
Okay.
Saga Frontier 2, for those that don't know. I would say true.
That is indeed true.
I do know that for a fact, because her... well, let's see. Her child, I can't remember if it was son or daughter or not, but I know that they would go to a video game competition.
Yes. So. Jamie Lee Curtis, big gamer. Mm-hmm. Question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I lost count. There exists a sequel to Parasite Eve called Parasite Eve 3.
Sid.
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly. Del Norte Marguez.
There you go.
Excellent. Very good. Nice deep cut.
I'm going to say...
Can we just keep saying Sid, but we have to say a different one each time?
Yes, I'm sure that works.
I'll allow it.
No. Anyway, continue.
Okay, I'm going to say true.
I'm sorry, Marcy, that is false. The sequel to Parasite Eve is called The Third Birthday, and it is for PSP.
Mm-hmm. The Sphere Hunter did a video on that, and they were very disappointed in it, and understandably so. It's not great. They did dirty to their protagonist. So
they tried real hard, but they failed. Yeah. Question 9: Mario Hoops 3-on-3 includes additional iconic Final Fantasy characters as part of the playable roster.
That's Adolphus Dim Bonanza.
Yes. Marcy.
True. There's Black Mage, you got White Mage. I don't know if there are any other ones, but I know for sure that Masayoshi Soken did music for that game, and Koji Fox did some rap for the credits theme.
That is indeed correct, and I appreciate the extra details. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you an extra...
What?
Yeah! Making what? Up for it.
Bullshit! I've given how many extra facts and have gotten not a single point from it?
Yeah, you're still in the lead, Sam.
All-knowing.
Yeah. Still, whatever.
The final question for this round, question 10, for the final, only 3 points left. Here we go. Blix the Time Sweeper was going to be the mascot for the N-Gage handheld system.
Will Knights.
Yes.
False.
It's deep cuts. Yeah, that is indeed false.
Mm-hmm. It was Microsoft, Blix, wasn't it?
Yes, that is correct. Blix the Time Sweeper was meant to be the Xbox's mascot to oppose Crash Bandicoot and Super Mario himself.
I just want to say for the record, my next buzz-in was going to be Sid with an S from Spirits Within.
I was going to think if I did the whatever the current CEO of Square Enix, because he appeared not only in Nier Automata, yes, but also Final Fantasy 15. It's like, would that count? I don't know if I want to risk it. I'll just do another Saga Frontier character. Who can tell me I'm wrong?
Certainly not I.
It is a rough start to the game, Marcy. In the passenger seat, in the back with a booster seat at 9 points, whereas Sam is driving this goddamn car with 19.
It's like I'm a real gamer.
We are going to take a quick break, then get into the third round. Who is playing video game music at this hour when we return?
Greatest gaming game show ever.
Hey, sorry to interrupt your favorite podcast, but I'm here to tell you about Shrimp and Crits, an actual play podcast with a southern twist. My name is Ian, and I am the keeper for this show as we play Monster of the Week by Michael Sands. If you like the sound of swampy monster mayhem, gators gone shopping, and magical fairy mischief, you will be right at home in the remote panhandle town of Gullicochica, Florida, where spooky danger has begun to wash ashore. Shrimp and Crits is the story of Sarah Payne the Mundane.
All I'm asking for is answers. That's all I'm looking for, is the truth.
Ari Green the Searcher.
You know the proclamations of the Fae. I suggest you follow them from now on.
And Ray Ray, the most mundane monstrous you will ever meet.
Mr. Zeus, I'm a big fan. I knew you were real. And Ray Ray's just like bowing in front of this swan.
As they fumble their way through protecting their skeptical town from mysterious evils. We release new episodes every other Monday on the podcatcher of your choice. Hope to see you soon in sunny Gullah Kochika.
Greatest gaming game show ever.
Welcome back to the greatest gaming game show ever. We're here with Sam and Marcy. It's time to get into the third round with a game I made up and I'm very proud of, called Who is Playing Video Game Music at This Hour? The rules are complicated. So, here's how it's going to work, Sam and Marcy. I'm going to play a song for you. It will be video game music, of course. When you hear the song and you recognize it, say, God damn it. I will pause the song and I will say, what's wrong?
All right, that's great.
And you will say, who's playing? And then the video game music at this hour.
Oh, fuck.
If you know the... If you know the answer, of course, you say, God damn it. I will interrupt. What is it? Who's playing X music? So, for an example, let's play this song.
God damn it.
Yes, Marcy.
Who's playing Ocarina of Time music at this hour?
That is correct. Now, that's how you play the game. Wow. That, of course, was sample music. We are going to get started with our first song. I guess buzz in a way with God damn it.
God damn it.
What is it, Sam?
Who's playing Vector Man music at this hour?
That is incorrect.
Damn it. What is this clown music at this point?
It doesn't sound like FM synth music to me.
I could fade out, I would.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just like, I'm sorry, is this actually the event music from the new Final Fantasy 14 event that's coming out? Where we get a fucking clown makeup?
No one knows the answer.
No.
Guess not.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've made this too difficult, but that makes me happy. The correct answer is Streets of Rage 2.
Okay, Streets of Rage.
The song is Alien Power. Oh, I left out a important detail, of course, because I always do. If you know the name of the song, or at least the theme from who it comes from, you get 5 points. For at least knowing what game it is, you get 3. So far, 0 is what we're going for. Great.
All right, cool.
Great job. Just kidding. Bad job.
Thank you.
All right. That's fine.
Question. Song 2 is coming right now. It's my blur.
God damn it.
Yes,
who's
Marcy.
Playing Tekken music at this hour?
That is incorrect.
Cool.
God damn it.
Yes, Sam.
Who's playing Metal Gear Solid 2 music at this hour?
That is correct, Sam. 4.
I was like, just having like, I was like, fuck, I know this. Fuck, which one is it?
2 points. Do you know the name of the song?
I have no idea the name of the song.
3 points it is. The correct answer for the extra 2 points. Yell Dead Cell. The song that plays when you fight any Dead Cell member. Here you go for song number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Turn the beat back. Okay, I'm hearing nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
This is like PS2 library. I know that.
Do you, anyone want to make an educated guess, or an uneducated one? I won't judge.
Fuck. I have nothing. I got nothing.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I
made this too difficult. The correct answer is Cody's theme from Street Fighter 4.
Ah.
Should pick something more like in tune with.
I know, it's like, who the fuck's Cody? The white dude in the jail outfit.
That's him.
That's him.
You did
it. Wasn't he originally a Fatal Fury character?
I believe so.
But then they gave him a new persona entirely. Why am I going to get a single point for that?
You get 1 point.
All right, there you go. Hey, listen, you got your freebie, I get mine.
I did. All right.
All right, your final song, which I don't think you'll know, here we go.
Oh, boy.
We'll try. God damn it.
Yes, Sam.
Who's playing King of Fighter, whatever the fuck the PS2 game that came out with it is. I can't remember the name
of
it.
That is incorrect.
Okay, whatever.
God damn it.
Yes, Marcy.
Playing Guilty Gear music at this hour.
That is correct. It is.
Yeah, of course. Marcy would get that. Of course he would.
Had to wait for Guilty. The vocals to come.
Of course she would. Yeah.
Gear. Music for the extra 2 points. Do you know whose theme it is?
Whose theme it is? Oh boy.
Soul Get Bad Guy.
I'm gonna say Leo.
That is incorrect. Oh. It is Nakoriyuki's theme.
Oh, but okay, okay.
It's fine. You got some 3 points.
I mean, I got the right game at least.
You did indeed get the right game.
And me yelling out the only character's name that I know from Guilty Gear off the top of my head. Well, Soul I guess Key. Soul Bad Guy. And then Key, or Kai, whatever you want to call
it. Kai Kiske.
Yeah. Kai Kiske.
So, this is a low-scoring game. So,
who would have guessed?
I'm going to introduce a quick extra bonus round.
All right.
Just to make up for some extra points, hopefully. We are going to play a quick round of Pitch Me Something Good. Pitch Me Something Good was what we played on the last episode, and it seemed to go over pretty fucking well. So, on Pitch Me Something Good, you have to pitch me a game. In 1 minute or less, you pitch me a good goddamn game, and I will give you
just
somewhere
like any
between,
kind of game?
Yep, that is correct. Any kind of game.
All right.
I will give you 1 minute to pitch me a good-ass game, and you can win up to 10 points for your good ass game. So, we're going to start with Marcy.
Okay.
You're going to pitch me a good ass game starting now.
Okay, so it's a shmup game, and you play as three anime maids with loud personalities, multicolored hair, or you know, color-coded, and they are trying to go get their master back, who they're all hopelessly head over heels for. It's also a lesbian thing. And they can, you know, they fly around like Toho characters, except I guess they more turn into like ships, and they can combine, and you basically have you switch between three of them to like have different sort of like, you know, attack, defense, speed characteristics and stuff like that, and then they can do like a big team up attack when you load up the when you fill a bar, and then you get to the end, and it turns out that their master was actually just out shopping to get some stuff to bake them a cake, because it shows appreciation.
So, for your 1 minute, pitch me a something good. What is the name of this game?
Oh crap. It's called, I mean, all I can think of is Maid Fighter.
Excellent. Maid Fighter. For Maid Fighter, I will give you 7 points.
Cool.
7 points for Marcy. Sam, it is your turn to pitch me something good.
All right.
Your time starts now.
All right, it's Metroid, but it's done by the it's done as a Souls-like, or rather, it's basically just like a FromSoft game, playing a third person, running around, shooting things. All the monster designs have to be based on or relatively within sync with the character monster designs that came from Metroid 2. So there's really horribly like grotesque ones that you know the ones I'm talking about. Like the monsters have to look like that. So basically those are going to be like the regular monsters. It's also going to be the boss monsters, and the bosses have to just be like the most disgusting, like alien beasts with like flesh parts that are coming off it. Like really just think like Bloodborne monsters in a Metroid game. Like, you know what I'm talking about right there. In place of having any sort of NPCs that you talk to, instead what you find are audio logs, or you'll find like logs that are like item descriptions, because that's usually how the story is told within the FromSoft games anyway. So it works perfectly for that kind of thing. And essentially what it is just like Samus is just like at the very depths of like this alien center and has to get their way back up from like the bottom up to the top in order to like find their way out. All right. So yes.
That is time. And yep. Your game is called?
Alien Abyss.
Oh.
Or Metroid Alien Abyss.
All right. Well, I'm also going to give you 7 points for that.
Thank you.
Well-crafted video games, both of you. However, I'm sorry, but this is a close game, but unfortunately, there's no cigars.
Thank God.
No cigars.
Smoking bad. Smoking bad. Don't smoke, please.
For the final tabulations, hate that word. Mm-hmm. Marcy, you are today's loser, I'm afraid, with 19 points.
What do I win?
Well, unfortunately, you win nothing, and your points / money goes to charity. The charity of your choice, or just to Extra Life.
Uh-huh.
Please choose.
Oh. Well, I should have come with something in mind. Honestly, yeah, Extra Life is just fine. Yeah.
Extra Life it is. I'll make sure to put it in your name. Sam, however, congratulations, you have won today's episode with 30 points, $30.
Hell yeah.
In the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But the day is old and the night is young.
The day is old. That's the day is gone.
And you have one more round to clear the final round, the bonus round, the You Don't Know Jace round. So,
we're gonna take
a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Greatest gaming game show ever.
Hello and welcome to St. Fleur, where the city is modern, the fantasy is urban, and the faction politics are at an all-time high. Join us in Shadows of St. Fleur as we follow the wizard, Alistair Lockwood.
Regret to inform you, I'm not a wizard. I am a master of the arcane arts.
The scholar, Jeremiah Roderick Crawford.
I'm an earl, you know. You're a baron. Those words carry some weight.
The wolf, Victor Margaret.
Victor stands on the bridge in the cold. Fuck.
The fae who is known only as Silk.
Do we know if this was a standard mugging?
And the vamp, Alex Giroux.
Quite. Because the first time the door opens, I'm going to push her out.
Through their experience in the city. Shadows of St. Fleur is an Urban Shadows actual play podcast with a majority LGBTQ+ cast playing characters finding their way through faction politics, all in pursuit of their own individual goals. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Greatest gaming game show ever.
Hello and welcome back to the greatest gaming game show ever. It is the final round, the You Don't Know Jace round. My favorite part of the show, because it's all about who? That's right, me. Sam.
I know that guy.
Me too.
It's Marcy, great. What are you still doing here?
Marcy has not yet been thrown into the abyss because...
Oh, okay.
I just I just the would alien like abyss. To be around. I feel bad. I feel like I wrote the questions wrong or something.
Oh, well.
Maybe this is gaps in my knowledge.
Maybe this is the recurring segment or the recurring theme for the show. Marcy's always just two-time triers. Enough about Marcy. Sam, it's time to figure out if you know me, Jace.
We'll find out. I guess who will, huh?
Nine questions.
Nine? For good you. Lord.
Four questions wrong and you're out because that, by that point, I don't care. I don't. You'll have hurt my feelings. I will cry. But hopefully you'll get through most of them. Each of these questions is worth 3 points, which means you have a chance to earn a absorbent amount of money that I will not do math for at the moment.
That's fine.
So, are you ready?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
All right. Your first question. Which of these Final Fantasy X characters is Jace's favorite? Is it Waka, Kimari Ranzo, Oren, or Riku?
Kimari.
That is incorrect. It is Riku.
Really?
I gotta play the incorrect noise for you.
Okay. Really, the Dreamcast eye? That does it for you?
Question two. Of the same above choices, which of the Final Fantasy X characters is Jace's second favorite? Waka, Kimari Ranzo, Oren, or Riku?
Probably Oren.
Nope. Kimari Ranzo. Question three.
Wow, you're going to be that specific, huh?
Which of the voice actors is Jace's favorite? Is it A, John DiMaggio, B, Steve Bloom, C, Roger Craig Smith, or D, Gray Griffin?
I'm going to say Gray Griffin.
Nope. John DiMaggio. Question...
So. I like that you picked like the my most hated Final Fantasy, by the way.
Really?
I fucking hate 10. I could go on endlessly about how I hate it.
I think
so. Instead of this being you don't know Jace, it's more like I don't care about Jace's favorite.
Wow, rude.
Game.
Am I ending this already? Because I'm offended already.
No, we got one more question left. We got to go with it. Come on.
Let's see if you get it. I bet it's a fucking no. Question four. Which of these is Jace's go-to class in Destiny 2? Is it the Titan, the Warlock, or the Hunter?
I'm going to go with the Warlock.
Oh my god.
Really?
You don't cry.
You the fucking like summoner main.
Normally,
like,
normally you'd be correct, but this time it's the Hunter. The kit feels better. I'm a fast boy and all my skills come back right on time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody's playing the new Halo anyway, so, you know.
You're right about that. I have been playing Halo.
See, there you go.
Well, unfortunately, you got 4 out of 9 questions wrong, which means you don't know shit about Jace.
Don't worry, I can fly.
It's
true. That was, okay, that was a... I will admit that that wasn't the best part of the game, but, like, it was still pretty
good. No, I thought it was funny just because following up, you just had Tidus looking like they were confused and like really badly like puppeteered. I'm sorry. Let me just say this right now. I know people love Final Fantasy X. I fucking hate it. And I love Final Fantasy X too, just because it does not give any shits.
Better, yeah.
And the combat system is way better.
Yeah, yeah.
And as well as the class system. I'm sorry, everybody. Final Fantasy X 2, not a great battle system. Could not give two fucks about the story. Which is why I like the second game, because they also could not give two fucks about the story.
They
and it didn't
nice
matter at that
it.
Point.
They put
it was
nice
great.
On it.
They did. Although, I will say, I do absolutely love... Shit. I do absolutely love the little bit of, like, the reference to Shinra in Final Fantasy X-2 that they put in the Final Fantasy VII remake, and I got super excited when I saw that, because literally...
I had to have Sam explain that to me, and...
I'm so fucking excited as soon as I saw that. Like, I was just like, oh my god, they're fucking doing it. Hell yeah. Wow. Anyway. Oh, do you not know about that?
Enough about you. And
yeah,
what you
sorry.
Like. Unfortunately,
sorry.
You have offended me, Jace.
Because he just doesn't like hearing about the superior Final Fantasy X game.
I may have lost at video games, but at least I didn't have a chance to
lose it, Jace.
Exactly. That's correct. Marcy.
Well, I might have lost to video games, but I didn't lose my friendship with Jace.
Marcy has yet to offend me ever, and I hope that it...
Oh, so that's the long game. I see how it is.
I do this by simply not providing the opportunity to find out if I know
because,
you.
Because this is how you learn, isn't it? You learn from everybody else's failures. I see how it is, Marcy.
Like a true symbiotic.
I know how this is now. All right, I see how it is. I'm coming back.
You're coming back. Oh, well, this sounds great. All right, well, you heard it here.
Oh,
first,
by the way, Hikaru Utena had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
My favorite Square Enix character.
Hikaru Utena. Well, unfortunately, you don't know Jace, but you do at least know some video games. You are leaving this...
I know a lot of video games, thank you.
...cool
much.
Arena with 30 points, $30 going into your pocket. Congratulations, oh. USD only.
Could I have that go to charity instead if I want?
You can indeed have it go to charity.
I would love to. I would love to donate that money to the True Colors Fund.
True... Colors Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about the True Colors Fund?
They are a group of visualness. Whatever.
Visibility.
Making people aware. I don't know. I don't know these words, apparently. Basically, raising they awareness. They help make aware of the problem of LGBT youth who are left homeless inside the United States. It is a foundation that was started by Cindy Lochner and is like, they basically have one goal, which is to help youths who have either been kicked out or have run away from home, making sure that they can either find a place to live and also making sure that they have opportunities in terms of education as well as finding, just a good place to live in their life. And so they are my go-to charity for most things. So please, if you ever want to help out LGBT youth who have been made homeless or run away from home, please consider giving to the True Colors Fund.
Yes.
I love them. Glad
well,
they exist.
Well, listener, you've been called out by Sam Neeland himself. If you...
call anybody out.
Don't donate to the True Colors Fund right now. I will be very
good
upset
Lord.
With you. But it's also okay if you don't. I understand. Times are tough. Hashtag COVID-19, etc., etc.
Just saying, if you want, you know, you're a little tired of, like, you know, it's like, oh, Trevor, you know. Trevor Project, like, I guess that's fine. It's like, you know what? There are other options. So please, consider.
Very good, very good. Well, I want to thank Sam for being on and winning the show and donating to the True Colors Fund. I want to thank Marcy for losing and donating to Extra Life.
Anytime.
I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to this show. This has been the greatest gaming game show ever. This is the end of the show. Be sure to... you know, do all the things, like, subscribe, etc. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The Greatest Gaming Game Show Ever. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.